Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices, platforms, yada, 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 that you can use to get not only this terrific show, and if you have the devices, if you have an iPhone, if you have an Android, you have a laptop, a tablet, you know, even if you're sitting at the old clunky PC at the desk, that's a beautiful thing. You can get us, and you can get us live. Go to Stitcher, go to iHeart, go to TuneIn. We are right there for you. And you can grab any interview in particular. For you, because we know we only have you for a short period of time. I mean, it's all well and good. Everybody's got to work. Everybody's got their day in front of them. Everybody's got stuff they got to do. You know, whether you're getting the kids off to school or the husband off to work or the wife off to work, taking a jog out in front of my apartment. It's a little rainy out there today, so maybe not. You know the drill. And, look, it's literally how you want to fine-tune your day and catch your sports. There's always something going on in the world of sports, big-time stuff in professional football yesterday that we'll be talking about right out of the box. And guess what? Well, no better place to hear it than here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So, you know, as you get ready to start your day, girls, they lay it on the line each and every day. You saw what happened in New York a couple of days ago, the violent act, as Facebook put it. No, it was a terrorist attack, you morons. But with that being said, the American Forces Radio Network, well, they bring a little home to these kids because they're running towards this stuff while everybody else is running away from it. Don't ever forget that. So if you see them out there, buy them a cup of coffee or just go up to them and thank them and then be on your way because they're doing a job you won't. Let's tap out. We'll be back right after this short time out. I'm Black. You're not.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885. If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15
$1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Back with the attack, Bob Black, San Roberto out on the West Coast. Got a big show in front of us today. A lot of NFL, a lot of college football as well. Danica Patrick to wrap the show up in the back end of hour two, hopefully. And we will have some fun there as well. Like I said, football for the most part. I didn't see anything else in the world of sports that was particularly attractive. But, you know, who knows? It may change as we're on the go. And it was a Thursday night game last night. But honestly, the story, and it happened, it was a very innocent move on the field. But Deshaun Watson out for the season. And tore his ACL. And unfortunately, what has been a glorious first season for Deshaun Watson once he got control of this Houston team ends. And ends just as quietly and as innocently as it could possibly do. They were about halfway through practice on their field. It's a grass field. They said Watson tripped, or he fell. He didn't yell. He got up, felt his knee. Nobody believed the injury was serious. They just thought, you know, he banged it or sprained it. He didn't finish practice. And then the news came out a little bit later that his ACL was torn. And it was a non-contact injury. You know, it was just horrible to hear. I mean, the kid is just rocketing towards stardom. You know, we talked to our boys from Upstate ESPN, and they said, don't doubt this kid. This kid's going to be a big-time NFL quarterback. And for all the so-called experts who downgraded him and said, no, he's not worthy of the number one overall pick, well, you think Cleveland would like to have him now, given their quarterback situation? Yeah. Not that Myles Garrett is a bad player, and we'll get to him in a little while, but Deshaun Watson is a franchise quarterback, at least. It appears that way in his first year, and Bill O'Brien took the team over for the rest of the year, barring injury. Matt McGloin is getting signed to back him up. And they will move on. You know, his quarterback rating of 81.9 leads the entire NFL. He ranks first in rushing yards. And he's tied for first in touchdown passes. I mean, this isn't a fluke here. And at first, as he was absorbing more of the playbook, they were protecting him, and rightfully so. And he was absorbing more and more of the playbook. They were letting him open up. And going from there, I mean, what do you say in a circumstance like this? I mean, it unfortunately, it is what it is. I'm hoping, at least for his case, for his sake, I should say, that, you know, the surgery goes well. And I mean, you know, I would wish that for any player. He doesn't have to be a star. But, you know, you don't want this kid to be in a situation where his career is compromised, and I don't think it will be. You know, if you go back to his college career, he played on a torn left ACL. You know, he got through it with a brace. Dabo Swinney released a statement talking about that he had talked to Deshaun, and he's always come back stronger. And Dabo discussed the injury. And he talked about how Deshaun came back after 2014 and led them to a national championship, which, of course, you know, football's a fickle sport. It giveth, it taketh away. You know, there was no indication. I mean, they were playing on a good field. It wasn't, you know, Houston, like everybody else in the National Football League, spends money on their practice facilities. It wasn't garbage that he was playing on. But unfortunately, it took the price for him. And, you know, when you look at the rookie season, he's passed for 1,700 yards, 19 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. I'm sorry, 8 interceptions. He's got a long pass of 72 yards. You know, completion percentage, they would like to be a little bit higher. It's 62%. He's gone up against tougher defenses like Kansas City's. He suffered a little bit. Cleveland throws a lot of stuff at you. They won the game, but his completion percentage suffered a little bit. His first start was against the best defense in the league, and that skewed his stats actually quite a bit because he only completed half his passes. You know, but you can see the progression. He had the monster game against Tennessee. And, I mean, that was a complete blowout. And that was truly his coming out party. I mean, you know, the game against New England was a coming out party, but they still lost. But the game against Tennessee, where they won 50, that up with the game against Kansas City, where, again, the completion percentage wasn't great, but he had 5 touchdowns and no interceptions. I mean, this kid is well on his way. Not to mention for the fact that he's good probably for about 400 to 500 yards a season as for on the ground. Now, that in time will decrease. All big. And a lot of people had options on him who needed quarterbacks, and they shied away from him. You know, they always talk about with these quarterbacks how so-and-so has all the measurables. Well, he has all the measurables. I mean, he's not Carson Wentz big. He's not 6'5", 245, 250 pounds, but he's big enough at 6'2". And he's a sturdy, athletic kid. And he's got a brain in between the two ears. And I don't mean just a football brain. He's a smart guy. You know, I mean, it's very unfortunate. Houston's a game back in the division. And, you know, what does this mean for them going forward? Well, it's going to be pretty tough. I hope Savage has been doing his homework because they're going to lean on him big time. Social media went crazy. And, you know, Teddy Bridgewater reached out to him. And, you know, God bless Teddy Bridgewater because he's dealing with issues of his own. You know, Richard Sherman reached out to him. Odell Beckham Jr. reached out to him and was very nice. The old timers talk about this, and I think it's just stupid. Is they often talk about the fact that, well, you know, in the old days, you know, we weren't friends with our players and, you know, with our opponents and all this kind of stuff. It's a different world. I mean, these guys play for millions of dollars that the old timers only dreamed of. And when you get an injury like this, even something that appears like it will be easily remedied, it still threatens your livelihood. And it's a fraternity. It's a fraternity of just a few people, and they do hang out with each other. You know, best wishes to them going forward. We'll tap out. We'll be back right after this.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Back with the attack. A little Bruce bringing us back. Not my favorite, Robert. I got to be honest with you, man. I ain't going to lie. I'm more of a Bob Seger guy than I am a Bruce Springsteen guy. But, you know, Lord knows enough people like him. But good call. Keep bringing the music. We love it. 1-800-878-PLAY at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. And, you know, again, Deshaun Watson and man. Just a horrible freaking thing to happen. And I don't know. I don't know. It's just it happens. You know it's going to happen in football. It was just it was just one of the. You know, when you think about that, and you know, look, it when you look at the sport in general this year with everything that's gone on, and I'm talking about the whole thing with Kaepernick and the kneeling and the you know, CTE is still going on, and you know, this guy doesn't get signed, Ezekiel Elliott, and the whole, you know, it's just, it's ugly. It's been an ugly season for the National Football League. I'm not going to recount everything, but I'll tell you something. One of the good stories has been a lot of the unexpected stories this year. And what I mean by that is Buffalo, which up until last night was a pretty feel-good story. The Los Angeles Rams with Jared Goff, you know, they're sitting on top of their division. Pretty good feel-good story as they try to reestablish themselves in Los Angeles. Obviously, Deshaun Watson, Myles Garrett, we'll talk about here in just a couple of seconds. And, you know, there's been some good stories. But there's been the Andrew Luck stories and, the, you know, like I said, all the other stuff that's gone on. Another one, you know, is developing, and I'm curious to see how much play this is going to get. But John Wells down in New Orleans refused an honor at the New Orleans Saints games because of the fact that the player protests with the anthem. He said he no longer supports NFL football. You know. And, you know, Wells is the director of the Military Veterans Advocacy in Slidell, Louisiana. It's a little suburb right outside of New Orleans. And he got selected as a People's Health Champion. It's to recognize people 65 years and older. And he said, nope, no thanks. He said the protests are a slap in the face to veterans, and he can't in good conscience enter an NFL stadium. So he took his stand. And this is the kind of stuff that the National Football League has been dealing with all year. It's showing in the ratings. It's showing in the people that show up at the stadiums. Not bueno. You throw on top of it, Myles Garrett putting himself into the concussion protocol, which I'm glad he did. You know, it's a story that's flying a little bit under the radar, but it's come out that he went to management, went to his coach and said, I'm suffering from concussion symptoms. And I've got an issue with it. So he didn't make the trip to London. And we're going to find out, you know, and then you throw on top of it Andrew Luck going out for the season, going on IR. You know, it's because of how they have described this injury throughout its entire term, through the surgery, through the recovery, through the rehab. You don't know what to believe. But you take it all the way back into training, where they said he will be ready for the regular season. Well, he wasn't. He will be back at some point, week four, week five. Well, he wasn't. They took him off IR. at the time when they needed to in order in case he was going to be able to play this season. Well, it turns out he's not going to be able to. They gave him a cortisone injection. Hasn't worked. Now, according to Chris Ballard, the plan is for Luck is for rest and rehab, and he won't undergo a second operation. Well, we'll see. They're talking rest and rehab and probably more drugs. And Ballard is very passionate about the fact that this is not career ending. And I mean, look. The Colts stink. They're going to have a new coach at the end of the year. They're going to have a guy that comes in that hopefully will maximize Luck's talent. And be able to protect this kid. Yeah, I heard a great description. Great description about it. They said he's John Wayne. This guy never ducks, never avoids contact, initiates contact, and he's paying a price. They haven't been able to protect him since he came into the league. So we'll see. And like I said, the thing with Myles Garrett, you know, again, I don't know how much time he's going to miss or whatever the circumstances are. But again, here's a guy who put himself in the concussion protocol. And he's getting criticized for it. No. No, no, no. You know, I'm going to. Today, it wasn't feeling good. Went to his team doctors, and they said, "Nah, get over it. You're jaking. You're not doing your job." And he had a stroke. But I mean, you know, let's be honest. You can't play around with your brain, and that's exactly what he said. He said, "I'll play through the foot, my arm, anything that's affecting me below the neck. I'm not playing around with my brain." And I hear people tearing him up on social media. What, are you kidding me? He doesn't love football. Who the hell said that? And they were talking about the Cleveland game against the Titans, specifically. They said after the game, he went and had dinner with his family and noticed he was acting strange. He said he had a good headache, meaning a bad headache. Really didn't feel like eating. I felt kind of nauseous and I was a little dizzy. Well, hello, that's a concussion. Doesn't like football. Well, I guess that's your prerogative. But I don't think one has to do with the other, like anything to do with the other. And if you think so, you're a fool. And he's going to get knocked by some people. Again, the old school people. And I thought Booger McFarland had a great point on this today. He said it's going to take the old men from being out of coaching football for this stuff to be acceptable, where you self-report. He said the old days of the in front of you, two. Oh, yeah, two. Those days are done. They're done. You're not going to exist like that anymore. Boy, the Browns sure are a circus, aren't they? Josh Gordon partially reinstated. They didn't screw up the A.J. McCarron trade, which, by the way, it may end up being the best trade they didn't make because of what they were giving up. I'm not convinced that A.J. McCarron that he's had. But, you know, and I don't think he's a franchise guy, and I don't think many people in the NFL think that. So, we'll see. Just tap out here for a second. We'll get to start talking about some of the actual games themselves going forward and all that kind of good stuff. Now,
if you're a pro, you don't buy a little of this or that. You buy a lot of this or that. And at the Home Depot, you save even more. Save up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products from top brands like 3M, Loctite, and Liquid Nails. As a pro, you work hard for your money. You shouldn't have to work hard to save it. Up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
I'm going to let that play a little bit. The theme from Shaft. It's funny, we were talking about that the other day. Some people sitting down at dinner and just how iconic that has ended up becoming. Everybody knows what that song is. It doesn't matter how old you are. I was sitting with a bunch of kids and people like, it was good stuff. Good stuff all the way around. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. Jets and the Bills played last night. Jets took care of their business. Like I said, when I mess up, I own up. And let me tell you. Todd Bowles has got this group playing. Yeah, you know, look, Josh McCown ain't the answer at quarterback, not in the long term. But he's getting it done this year. Big thing, except for the Miami game. Not turning the ball over. And that's been the difference in him this year. You know, the Deshaun Watson thing overshadowed everything that was going on, but uh, 34-21, Jets win. Bills couldn't get it done. Jets pass rush showed up. LeSean McCoy had nothing. They were all over him. Richie Incognito after the game. Just be quiet, Richie. You're lucky to be in the league. Whining that they had to play on Thursdays. Well, you know, Thursday Night Football's been around for quite a while now. Get over it. It's not going to change. They need all the revenue streams they can get. Step up. You know, if you hadn't embarrassed yourself on national television when you were the only game in town, maybe you'd have a different attitude about it. Bills had 63 rushing yards. They gave up 7 sacks on Tyrod. Tyrod had a couple of TD passes in garbage time, but, you know, and didn't turn the ball over. You know. And 'tis all good. Jets are taking care of their business. And like I said, I was not in favor of keeping Todd Bowles. I'm not going to lie. The team quit on him last year. But I'll tell you, more confidence in him going forward than I did going into the season. It's pretty obvious that neither one of their kids are going to be the quarterbacks going forward. It's not going to be Hackenberg. Maybe they'll keep him and hope that he develops. It's not going to be Bryce Petty. Otherwise, Petty would be in there. And it's certainly not going to be 38-year-old Josh McCown. But I have a lot more confidence now in Maccagnan picking the groceries veteran-laden team that was supposed to make the move last year, didn't, and they had to clean house, and it was going to be suck for Sam. Well, it didn't play out that way. They're better than advertised. They have 4 wins. Look, I'm not going to knock my own profession, but there are a lot of people that do what I do for a living who really don't have a clue as to what they talk about. They just open their mouths and spit out stuff, hoping that some of it sticks against the wall. They never own up when they're wrong. I would love to hear the guys who were talking about the Jets not winning a single game this year come forward and say, I was wrong. This is a much better team than what I thought they were going to be. But I haven't heard anybody say it. I've heard, oh, the surprising Jets. Yeah, well, they are surprising. Out of it. They had a bunch of complacent vets who were making a whole bunch of money, who evidently had no interest in winning with this football team. You look at the so-called talent that got blown out the door. The Richardsons of the world, and Nick Mangold and all these guys. There's no knock on Nick Mangold. He was a terrific player. But evidently, they weren't ready to win. And is this a great team? Hell no. But they have a lot of youth on this team that going forward is going to serve them well. Some of these guys will be here going down the line. Some won't be here going down the line. But like I said, you know, evidently they've made their decision on McCown, Petty, and Hackenberg. They've gotten a pretty good result out of their offensive line, better than the Giants across town. Wesley Johnson's turned into a pretty good center. Brian Winters is rock solid at guard. You know, James Carpenter's a journeyman, but he's playing offensive guard for them, and they've gotten it done. You know, Kelvin Beachum's gotten an opportunity after getting cut loose from Pittsburgh. He's been okay. You know, they'll replace some of these guys going forward. They've got a find in Robbie Anderson. I mean, here's a kid 2 years out of Temple who, believe it or not, Chad Ochocinco took him under his wing. And for this year, showed glimpses, but this year, 31 receptions for 483 yards. You know, is he going to have a 1,000-yard season? No. But as he's getting more time and he's gaining more confidence, he can play. He'll end up with 800 yards, maybe even a little more, and 60 receptions. And he'll turn into a good, solid number two for you, maybe even a number one. Who knows? You never know. They're officially set at tight end. And boy, oh boy. I mean, man, are they set. They've got Safarius Jenkins. They've got Tomlinson, who is a big-time blocker. You know, one of the commentators yesterday, and I wouldn't have known this. But here's a guy 2 years out of UTEP. He's 6'6", 263 pounds. And one of the commentators, and I forget which one, who it was talking about the fact that this guy, the offensive coaches don't mind him lining up one-on-one with defensive ends, that he can handle himself. Maybe they bulk him up and make him a tackle. But, you know, he actually, when he gets down the field, it's usually for big plays. You know, he's again, you know, he's had 6 receptions for the entire year, but he's averaging 18 and a half yards per reception. And he's an inline blocker they can count on. And then you got Jordan Leggett, who, you know, is raw. And he's been inactive. But they're probably going to get him involved at some point in time, too. So they're set there. Forward, but, you know, again, they got him at the right price. He hasn't quite gotten there yet. But the 2 receptions he had yesterday, he averaged 19 yards a pop. So, I mean, yeah. They've got a little bit of raw talent. And then you go to the defensive side. And those 2 draft picks that they took right off the bat, Adams and May, I got news for you. They're going to be around quite a while. Darren Lee, Demario Davis that they got from Cleveland, you know, young enough. I mean, they're both veterans, but young enough where you can keep them. Jets drafted him, cut him loose. Cleveland had him, cut him loose. They got him back. Deron Lee, you know, 2016, first round. He's smallish, but he's quick as hell. And then up front, they're in good shape. Williams, Wilkerson, and Lennon, and McLennan. Even from that perspective. No, it's a youngish, up-and-coming team. Sure, they need help. They got to find a quarterback, number one. But we'll see. You know, we'll see. Now, as far as the rest of the National Football League, good schedule. Some key matchups, Ravens and the Titans. Or one of them, Titans on top of their division at home. Marcus Mariota. Ravens showed up big time last week. You know, again, it's fortunate the division they play in, but I am not a Marcus Mariota fan. I think he's okay. I don't think he's ever going to be great. And we'll see how it plays. I mean, you know, the Titans, is a very telling stat. They're not very efficient in the red zone. Most of their trips result in field goals or no points. They don't turn the ball over, but that's because they run it most of the time. They're 27th and third round conversions. And when they go up against elite quarterbacks like Derek Carr and Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson, they get lit up. Corey Davis has not been an impact player yet. He's been hurt pretty much all the preseason. He's missed 5 games. You know, do they start to get healthy at the right time? Well, we'll see. Baltimore's 2 games back of Pittsburgh. They're at 500. They have finally righted the offense to a certain point. Now, Harbaugh's saying that Flacco, but we'll see. On the road, I guess I have to go with Tennessee here, who'll stay tied with Jacksonville. We'll see how Houston responds. Savage goes back in under center. And, you know, defense is going to have to pick up some slack there, but we'll get to that game down the line. But I guess I'll reluctantly take Tennessee at home in this game. We'll see which Baltimore shows up. That's certainly been an adventure the entire season. Let's tap out. We'll wrap up Hour 1 right after this short timeout. I am Bob Black. You are not returned.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. Yeah, I wanted to sneak that one game in there before we go to the top of the hour. But I think maybe I'll sneak another one in as well. There's going to be a lot of ground to cover, especially in the world of college football. The Saints and the Bucks. Bucks are going down a commode, as I predicted at the beginning of the season. Jameis Winston is a leader, but he is not a very good National Football League quarterback. He has the skill set. He doesn't have it between the ears. He is not an NFL intelligent guy. You know, I've seen him. I watched the HBO stuff and everything else. He seems like a smart kid. He certainly is passionate. Hopefully he's saving his money, because they're going to have to turn the page on him in a couple of years. He's been dealing with a sore shoulder. I get that. But Carolina beat him. Cards beat him. Bills beat him. Defense. They're not getting the job done. And they're not going to get the job done down in New Orleans. New Orleans will shred that defense, which is way overrated. They're going to be able to run the ball on them. And when Drew Brees, when they come and tighten up on the line of scrimmage, Drew Brees is going to shred them. Bye-bye, Bucks. You're going to drop to 2-6 and go to 0-4 on the road. So that's it for this hour. We'll come back with more fun and frivolity and Danica Patrick in hour two. So don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is minutes away from boarding Air Force One and leaving on his 10-day Asia trip. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says the North Korean nuclear crisis will be at the top of the agenda during all five stops on the trip, including when he visits China.
China is definitely doing more, but obviously it's not enough until all of us achieve denuclearization.
McMaster says Trump will also push, quote, fair and reciprocal trade during the trip, which will also include stops in Japan, South Korea, Vietnam, and the Philippines. The government's jobs report for October just released, and it comes in a bit below what economists had predicted, showing the U.S. economy adding 261,000 jobs last month, up from losses the previous month, but economists had expected 312,000 payroll gains. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. When a person is facing the difficult challenges that come with advanced illness, their pets can play a critical role in providing comfort in their final moments. Unfortunately, as families deal with the grief of illness and the loss of a loved one, those beloved pets may be overlooked or treated as an afterthought. Pet Peace of Mind is an organization that helps hospice and palliative care patients keep and care for their pets. Dr. Mia Carey, veterinarian and Pet Peace of Mind board member.
For many of us, our pets are like members of the family. In difficult times, a pet can provide the same sense of comfort and calm that a human family member might. When a patient begins hospice or palliative care, it can be challenging to make sure all of their pet's needs are met. Pet Peace of Mind allows patients to make their end-of-life journey gracefully with their loving pets right by their side.
For more information or to make a donation, please visit petpeaceofmind.org.
Fewer Americans are dying from heart disease, cancer, and HIV, but a report out from the CDC today says more are dying from drug overdoses. Still, heart disease and cancer are the major causes of death in America. A new report says anti-Semitic incidents, including vandalism and assaults, are up 67% during the first 9 months of this year. The Anti-Defamation League's latest audit says there were nearly 1,300 such incidents between January 1st and September 30th, more than in all of last year. Twitter confirms President Trump's Twitter account was deactivated for a while yesterday by a customer support worker who was on his last day at work. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The president's account was down for 11 minutes yesterday before being reactivated. Searches for the account during that time brought up a page saying the account didn't exist. Twitter earlier put out a statement blaming human error for accidentally shutting down the account. The company said that they're conducting a full internal review.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Democrats not impressed with the GOP tax cut bill. The House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says Republicans are scrambling to pass what she calls a half-baked bill that will benefit the wealthy.
The Ryan McConnell framework is not reform. It is, again, deficit exploding, multi-trillion dollar giveaway to the wealthiest and corporations.
At her Capitol briefing yesterday, Pelosi rejected the Republican arguments that the bill aims to help the middle class. House Speaker Paul Ryan said loopholes will be eliminated and claims the complex federal tax code will be cleaned up, in his words. And House Majority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy said a middle-income family of four would get an average tax cut of about $1,200 a year. The new iPhone X powering up around the world today. People were lining up at Apple stores across the nation as well as the world yesterday, getting ready for the release of the latest version of the Apple smartphone. That iPhone X starts at about $1,000 for the basic model. The World Series champion Houston Astros and the people of Houston will get together to celebrate with a parade through downtown Houston today. The Astros knocking off the L.A. Dodgers 5-1 in Game 7 of the World Series on Wednesday night to capture their first title in Houston franchise history. And now more than a half dozen current and former House of Cards workers say star Kevin Spacey sexually assaulted or harassed them on the set of that hit show. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the TAC, Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. And welcome to the Sports Attack. This is where we are. I'm going to screw up every once in a while and say Spano and Black, but hell, it was 17 years, so it was a good long run. Again, we got a lot. Well, Danica Patrick at 50. After hour number two, make note of that, Senator Roberto. We're going to go to break at 47, and we'll talk to her going forward. We'll have her for a couple of minutes, about 8 to be exact. And we will talk to her at that point in time about some stuff that's going on with her, including a very good cause that she's involved in, which is making sure that veterans are provided with dental care, which is something that they are lacking. And she's gotten heavily involved, mostly football on the other side, and we will have a good time. Danica's going to be out without a ride. And, she allegedly is getting replaced. So we will see what happens going forward. And it's an interesting career time for her, but we will find out. It's interesting timing on this because she said yesterday a piece of me has to die, so we'll find out. She may be done with NASCAR. We will. She's acknowledging it might be over. She might not be able to get a ride after this, but she's won on very different levels all over the place. So we'll see. American Forces Radio Network, if you're listening, we're there for you because we know you're there for us. Army, Navy, right around the corner. It's going to be fun. Let's tap out. We'll reset the table right after this short timeout. It's almost Thanksgiving, too. I'm Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Sandy Roberto, Danica Patrick, who, according to the reports, has lost her ride at Stuart Haas. So we shall see. We'll talk to her at 47 after, if all goes well. If not, we get it. But welcome back. National Football League, we'll jump right into it. The league itself, like I said, it's been not a great year. But the games themselves and the fact that everybody seems to be competitive is helping the sport. And maybe at the end of the season, it'll rebound a little bit just because of the fact that you may have some unfamiliar faces in there. Rams are at the Giants. Rams at 5-2, 3-0 away from home. Jared Goff turning into everything that they hoped he would be. They're still protecting him to a little bit. But Todd Gurley's running the football and running it effectively. Giants are coming off their last time they met was in London. Giants won barely. Rams invested in their offensive line where the Giants didn't. And they're half a game out of first behind Seattle. So if they beat the Giants, they're in good shape. Giants are, I'll tell you what, they talk about where there's smoke, there's fire. And those of you listening to the show, you know that I live up here in New York. And, you know, last year, Ben McAdoo was the second coming of, you know, Vince Lombardi. Got him to 11-5. They lost in the playoffs, the infamous boat trip before. But, you know, and I kind of discounted the boat trip. But maybe not so much, because he seems to have lost the discipline within the locker room. They've been suspending players left and right. The last is Janoris Jenkins, their top cover guy. He violated the team rules. Rogers Cromartie was suspended. And from that aspect, it's going to be strength against weakness. Now, not to mention the fact that the Rams' defense is first rate. So we'll see. Look, for young teams to win on the road, and it is Jared Goff, a young quarterback, is difficult. Okay? But they're scoring points, leading their division in points scored, and their defense is not giving up much. I I'm going to take them. I want to see how the Giants, and yeah, I could be totally wrong on this one. I want to see how the Giants come out of the break. Your top cornerback is not a good start. Giants ownership is looking at this team very closely, and they're not too thrilled with what they're seeing. Now, you know, a lot of this goes on Jerry Reese and his inability to put an offensive line there, and they've had their share of injuries, but, you know, everybody in the NFL has injuries. Matt is supposed to be one of the bright young minds in football. Well, he better show it in the second half of the season. Giants could stand to reel off three or four straight. I don't know that's going to happen. Beginning of the season, I would have picked this one as an easy one for the Giants. No, it's going to play out that way. Yeah, I'll take the Rams. Broncos and the Eagles. Broncos are starting to fade. They're turning to Brock Osweiler, which, you know, he's won with them before. Does he give them a little bit of a jump? Maybe. But the Eagles are in fuego right now. Carson Wentz battling for the MVP. They're 7-1. I thought they were going to be good. I didn't think they were going to be this good. They add Jay Ajayi. He's going to help their running game and protect Wentz even more because he can catch the ball out of the backfield. They got a two-headed thunder and lightning running attack now. And the defense has been playing up to snuff. However, they did lose their left tackle, which every time they lose him, they lose football games. Wanted Denver pass rush could make against the outside tackles of the Eagles. I still like the Eagles, but I think it's going to be closer than people think. Falcons and the Panthers. Well, Falcons survived against the Jets, went to 4-3. Panthers are 5-3. Panthers get rid of Kelvin Benjamin. Our buddy Cam isn't happy about it. This is when they lay an egg right here. This is what they do. I can't figure out Carolina. Can't figure it out. I think Ron Rivera's coaching for his job. If they make the playoffs, it would be very tough to justify moving him out. But, man, you talk about having a weird thing going on in that locker room. You know, you got your quarterback saying, when I get outside of my emotional state, I think everything will be normal. What? It's a freaking business. Players come and go. And Cam, guess what? Someday you will go too. I found it interesting that Ron Rivera said, we haven't stretched the field this year. Now there's an opportunity for us to do something different. Oh, okay. That's what the reporter asked, and Cam walked out of the press conference. I wonder if he walked out of the meeting room. You know, Curtis Samuel, Kalen Clay, much faster than Kelvin Benjamin, but, you know, hasn't paid off with receptions on the field yet. Carolina's healthier, and they still haven't figured out a way to use McCaffrey, at least not consistently, you know, which is understandable. I mean, when you look at football teams and you say to yourself, okay, I get it. We're struggling a little bit. This is why we're struggling. We got new guys that we have to fit. Okay, you know, I get all that. You know, but I put some of that on coaching as well. He's been okay. Got 49 rushing attempts for 117 yards. That's not good. He's got 23 receptions. He needs to be the focal point of the offense. They need to use him the same way the Browns have been using Jabril Peppers. Create things. He's a very unique player. Get creative. and get your, he and your quarterback on the same page. You know, again, you look at these games and you wonder yourself sometimes what these coaches are thinking. Cardinals and the 49ers. Interesting. I actually think 49ers get their first win here. Cardinals are 3-4. They struggle. I'm thinking the Niners are going to get after it. I do. We will see. Bengals and the Jaguars, they're down in Jacksonville. Cincinnati doesn't have a chance. Jacksonville's going to roll in this game, at least as far as they can roll. They're limited quarterback play as well. And the Falcons and the Panthers, as I talked about, that's going to be a struggle. Colts and the Texans, well, you know what happened with Andrew Luck. We'll pick it up right there on the other side and discuss that game going forward here in the Attack. I'm Bob Black. You're not.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black. Sidney Roberto out on the West Coast. And we'll have a little bit of fun. And, you know, look, it's you know, like I said, interesting time. It's put up or shut up time in the National Football League. And there are some teams that are struggling a little more than others. Like I said, the Colts getting truly bad news. For the rest of the season. And I you know, look, it wasn't as if they were doing well without him, or that they were saying, all right, he was going to save their season, but it is a kick in the gut. Yet they're facing another team that got a kick in the gut. You know, who's when I've been weighing this game, I've been saying to myself, okay, who's the better coach? Well, the better coach is O'Brien. Who's the better defense? Defense is the Texans. Who's the better offense? Yeah. Well, that's where I had to gird my loins and you know, it I'm going Houston just because they're at home. That's all. Yeah, that's the only reason. That's all I got. I mean, what will happen with Jacoby Brissett? And oh, by the way, if you're Indianapolis, they got a very hard decision to make in the offseason because they're not going to win too many football games the rest of the season. They may win this one. You know, they may. And if they do, they catch Houston. Beating the 49ers. They've beaten the Browns and the 49ers, which tells you a lot right there. Rest of the season after Houston, they get the Steelers, the Titans, the Jags. Maybe they win a game out of that group. Then the Bills, the Broncos, and the Ravens. Maybe they win a game out of that. And they finish against the Texans. So you're looking maybe 6-10, maybe more than likely 4-12. Draft a quarterback? Because I'll tell you what, you got a very tough decision to make. And oh, by the way, you talk about draft evaluators going to be looking at teams to find. You draft a quarterback, that's going to tell you everything you need to know. What do they do about, you know, Jacoby Brissett? He belongs to them next season. He's turned the ball over. It was the first time he's run a team. There's a big difference between playing in New England and playing in Indianapolis. New England was very high on him before they let him go. But they did let him go. I mean, I you know, they in the evaluation, New England decided, because, you know, they just recently signed Brian Hoyer to a 3-year deal, that they're going to roll the dice on Tom Brady for the next 3 years. If anything happens or it gets to the point where he can't perform anymore, Brian Hoyer will be their stopgap until they get another quarterback. And this is a team that will be drafting a quarterback here in the next year, but they're going to restart the clock so that 3 years from now, whoever said quarterback is, that quarterback will be ready to go when Tom Brady is done. So, from that aspect of it, interesting time for, you know, for the Colts. I you know, everybody's talking about the suck for Sam sweepstakes. Well, you know, Cleveland and the Niners, like I said, I like the Niners this week, but, and you know, I'm just going to keep picking Cleveland until they win a game. to be in that mix too. And they're gonna have a top four draft pick. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. And what decision do they make? Chiefs and the Cowboys, like the Cowboys. To lose. Alex Smith is playing at MVP level. Kareem Hunt's leveled off, but, you know, he's going to be able to make hay against that Dallas defense. Now, here's the thing, though, and this is where Kansas City needs to be careful. Cowboys know if they go to 500, they still have a shot at the playoffs, but the division will be out of reach. But Zeke isn't going to be playing. They haven't been able to get an emergency stay. They're going to rule on it today at some point in time. So maybe they do. He's been practicing. But chances are pretty good he's not going to be in the backfield. Well, the guys back there, Alfred Morris and Darren McFadden, they've been 1,000-yard rushers a couple of times over with their respective past teams. So if Kansas City goes in thinking all they have to do is shut down Dak Prescott, they could lose the game. Unfortunately for them, them being Dallas, eight out. They will. Honestly, they will. It'll take a little time. But they're really, really, really young on defense. Defensive backfield is young. Defensive line you couldn't even name. Now, one thing for them, which, man, you got to give a lot of credit here. And again, it's been a progression. But Jalen Smith is all the way back. And credit that to Jerry. Now, I'm not talking about the health aspect of it. I'm talking about the fact he rolled the dice in the second round on a guy that was going to be a top 15 pick until he hurt his knee. And there he is now playing brilliant football. You know, that injury in the Fiesta Bowl was just devastating. And again, it was a non-contact, basically. He got pushed and you know. It just, you know, it wasn't a horrible hit with somebody rolled up on his leg or whatever circumstances were, but you saw the angle, and I'll never forget how that leg looked. Just horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. But he's playing well. You know, they're still babying him. He's splitting time. But it's the rest of, you know, the defensive backfield's young, but they don't get a pass rush. They get moved around pretty easily. Yeah, you know, we'll see. But I like KC. They're going to win on the road and put the Dallas season in real jeopardy. So we'll see. Raiders and the Dolphins. Dolphins are reeling. Raiders are on the road. I don't know. This is just an odd game. Raiders are 3-5, for those of you who haven't been paying attention. They're about to be out of playoff contention. They dropped to 3-6. They're not making the playoffs. Miami's at home. You know, after starting the season weirdly with the hurricane and then being on the road after that, they're finally catching up a little bit on their home games. You know, will Cutler play? Will it make a difference? Well, it better, because if Moore's playing, they're going to lose. But Jay Ajayi went bye-bye. And Adam Gase was not, I repeat, not happy with him. And Oakland is getting blown out, so I don't know. I don't know. Cutler supposedly is going to be back. I'm Well, we'll see whether or not Jack Del Rio can motivate this group, who has been obviously been looking at their own press clippings. Because I got news for you. Oakland can't stop me. And it's a Sunday night special. And then, you know, the other one, Lions and the Packers. Boy, ordinarily this would just be an easy pick. But, you know, which Hundley is going to show up? The one that's a work in progress or somebody who really stinks? If they get stink, they lose big time. They're 4-3. They're still hanging in there, but I don't know. I have a feeling about this one. I think Matthew Stafford is just going to take care of his business going forward. So we'll see. Let's tap out. Come back. We'll get into the college football landscape before we get into Danica Patrick. Yeah, maybe not. We'll be back.
If you're a pro, you don't buy a little of this or that. You buy a lot of this or that. And at the Home Depot, you save even more. Save up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products from top brands like 3M, Loctite, and Liquid Nails. As a pro, you work hard for your money. You shouldn't have to work hard to save it. Up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
+1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's over the telephone number of the attack. Danica Patrick at 50 after this hour. We're juggling the clock a little bit, and we'll see what's going on with her, and there's quite a bit, actually, so we'll see. I'm hopeful that she will show up, but we will see what happens. Tonight, college football, Memphis at Tulsa. Memphis, 23rd in the country, 7-1 overall. Again, conference works against them, but when Justin Fuente left, there, he left it with a pretty darn good program. Tulsa having a rough year. Memphis is going to win and climb up a little bit. Penn State, who took their first loss, we're going to see what kind of emotional shape they are in and what kind of coaching James Franklin can do, coaching them up, because that loss against Ohio State was devastating. Now they go up against a Sparty team that's in there at 24, but has a tough defense. They're a little limited on offense. And they lost to Northwestern, killing their opportunities 39-31. So let's see which team is able to deal with the emotional aspect of it. You know, again, this does not kill Penn State. They can still win out and have a chance of getting into the Final Four, because there's all kinds of stuff that's happening. Ohio State still has to play Michigan. We know Michigan's not very good this year, but, you know, they've lost to Michigan when they're not very good before. Brian Lewerke can wing it. L.J. Scott can run it. Mark D'Antonio got this team turned around after a couple of bad years. And Franklin has got that Penn State program back to being a program. You know, something with, you know, the Sandusky stuff aside, which, you know, I'm not minimizing it, but the Sandusky stuff aside, Joe Paterno was not able to do in that last decade that he had that Penn State team. Wisconsin, still undefeated, but getting no respect, 8-0, ranked number 9. Somehow they're behind Penn State. Led by Alex Hornibrook, they play Indiana. Indiana's a tough out. Auburn, Texas A&M. Auburn on the road at number 14, 6-2 overall. For those of you who are listening on the planes, leave Gus Malzahn alone. Okay? Leave him alone. He's a darned good football coach who knows what he's doing. He happens to be in the same state as Nick Saban. Okay? There is not a single coach on the planet that you're going to bring in. Form Nick Saban. Got it? Get it? Good. So dumb. Booger eaters. People in Alabama know what I mean. Mississippi State rebounding back up to number 16. They play UMass. UMass is down, down, down. They're going to lose, lose, lose. Number 1, Georgia. Amazingly passing Alabama, which I quite frankly don't get. Nick Chubb and Uga playing South Carolina. South Carolina pretty darn good. So if they get full of themselves, they'll take a long. Very, very good football team. Number 3, Notre Dame at Wake. Number 3, Notre Dame at Wake. No, you know, you lose to Georgia, 1-3. A lot of respect out of the committee. And if they get into the mix at the end of the season, I mean, it'd be good for college football. Number 4, Clemson, who's climbed back in at 7-1 at North Carolina State, a game that they could easily lose. I don't think they're going to. But they got to put up points. Dabo Sweeney said it right. This is playoff football. And Kelly Bryant came back and looked good against Georgia Tech. So it looks like he's all the way back. But they're going to take shots at him early and often. So we'll see how it plays out. You know, again, Clemson's got a good chance to get into that Final Four, but we will see. Like I said, tons of good games on the schedule this week. Notre Dame will take on Wake. Wake's pretty good this year, 5-3. Just don't get caught napping is basically what it comes down to. Josh Adams, by the way, is the real deal. You know, they're talking about all the other running backs in the country. This is going to be a bumper crop of running backs coming out. To the point where if you don't land Saquon Barkley at the bottom, and I mean top of the draft bottom because you stink, you can grab some guys at the second round that are going to be really, really good. Ohio State at Iowa. Iowa's 5-3. They're always solid. Ohio State's better. Let's see if there's a hangover. Probably not. Iowa State, who just keeps winning. West Virginia dropped out of the top 25. Iowa State's moving on up. Not too shabby. Tap out. Danica Patrick on the other side right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. Bio break. We'll be back.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to The Attack, Bob Black. We're joined by Danica Patrick. Danica Patrick, she of Big Time Racing and also Big Time Charity, and she joins us this morning. Hi, Danica. Nice to have you with us.
Hi. How's it going?
I'm doing fine. I mean, when I got the PR release on this, I looked at it and I said to myself, my goodness, number one, it's hard to believe that veterans who serve our country aren't getting cared for properly. But, you know, we've all seen the stories about the VA. But you stepping up and making sure that they have proper dental care along with Aspen Dental is a really, really nice thing to do.
Well, I am honored that you give me credit for that, but it's really Aspen Dental that deserves the credit, and the doctors that have donated so much free time to taking care of them. They have donated now over $10 million in free oral care, and a vast majority of that has gone to the veterans. And so the Mouthmobile has been on the road since 2013 and the Healthy Mouth Movement just after that. So such an incredible program, and I'm the one that just gets to talk about it and have kind people like you act like it's because of me. But it's really because of a very grand vision by Aspen Dental to give back, take care of people, bring oral care to places where it's not easy to get to a dentist's office or where it's just not really feasible for them. Or as you said, veterans having that coverage of getting the care.
Well, you know, it's funny, Danica. Every morning I start the show because we're on the American Forces Radio Network, and every year I go to the Army-Navy football game and we do our show from there. And it's one of those things that touches close to me because these kids lay it on the line each and every day. And, some of the vets are older, yes, but many of them are kids, and they deal with health issues that are related to the service that they provided for the country. And it's just amazing to me that it's not paid attention to. And, you know, I know you're not performing oral surgery, but, hey, you know, putting a face on it, yeah, and particularly a face like yours – that is out there and is well known and everything, has to benefit the program.
Well, thanks. And you know, you say it's not getting, it's not being noticed, but it is being noticed by some, and that's where Aspen Dental comes in to try and help. And so, you know, I believe the number's about 17,000 veterans have been given service. So, but you're right; it's not, by no means is it getting the amount of attention it needs and the amount of give back care and just some honor that it deserves. And so, Aspen's just doing everything they can, and the number is very high for how much they've donated. And this marks the end of the season for this year, but I'm sure they'll be back at it again.
No question about it. How can our people find out more about this program?
You can go to www.healthymouthmovement.com to find out more information. And see where you can get your care. Of course, there's such a direct impact between your oral health and your overall health.
I loved your Halloween costume.
Oh gosh, thank you. Happy Gilmore is an old time favorite of mine. So, there's two kinds of people that go to the Halloween party. There's the funny, goofy ones like myself, dressed up like a grandma, and then there's the other ones that look really, really cute. So I looked out of place, but you know what? I liked that I was funny.
I thought it was great.
You know,
unfortunately, people in my business sometimes are very short-sighted, and they because you are a woman. Well, as you found out, or about to find out officially, you get the same treatment as everybody else. It looks like you're going to be without a ride next year, at least with the current team that you're with.
Well, yes, that's a fact. That was announced. Almost 2 months ago. That I wasn't going to be back at Stuart Haas. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to be racing. So it happens all the time where drivers are not with the same team and they move on. So me and my team, the Danica Racing team, are in the process of figuring out what that looks like for me in the future.
Well, it's an interesting perspective. You know, you made a statement that I found intriguing. You said a little piece of you has to die sometimes in order to be able to move on. Does that mean not necessarily NASCAR and maybe in another area of racing, or are you going to try to look for a ride in the NASCAR circuit?
Well, you know, I think that that implies for when the end comes, and I'm not necessarily sure that next year, the end of this year, will be the end. But when that does come, because let's face it, I'm not at the beginning or the middle of my career. I'm getting towards the end. You have to let go of that bit of the ego and, you know, that fear of not being in the spotlight anymore and perhaps being scared of what happens next. But, you know, will I have to cross that bridge at the end of the year? I'm not sure. But when I do, just like everyone else, when they retire from their job and move on and shift and transition, you've got to let go of a part of you.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you look at some of the really big names in the sport, and you're certainly one of them, and Gordon and Stewart and Junior stepped off the stage. It's a finite time. But I would imagine, and I've only got you for about 90 more seconds here, that there are possibilities and probabilities for you going forward.
Yeah, sure, of course. And that's why I'm saying I'm not sure that, you know, I'm going to have to figure out or feel into what it's like to have to, you know, step away. But if I do, it'll be, you know, just like everyone. It's challenging. But, you know, I'm also very optimistic. If something does transition, I always look to the future and think that maybe it's going to be better than I could ever expect. But we're working hard to figure out how I can, you know, keep going. But I've said before, if it's not with a team that I feel like I'm going to have the opportunity to win, then I don't want to do it anyway, and it's not fun. And life's way too short to not have fun.
You know, that's interesting because I've always gotten the impression from you, and we've had you on the show before a couple of years back, but I always got the impression that you were never going to settle for mediocre on any aspect of your life. You just seem too hard-driven to let that happen.
You know, and I mean, any criticism that's come along with my career along the way, I'm actually honored because it means that they see me the way that I see me, which is that I want the best results possible and to run up front. And so I'm actually flattered that I'm held accountable to that standard because that's what I expect of myself. And so, you know, if I have the opportunity to drive for someone that's going to give me a chance to win races, then you'll see me back out there.
Well, I just lost my co-host after, you know, like 15 years. So if you want to come on board.
Oh, you know, I definitely have a face for radio, so maybe.
You know how long I've been using that line?
Can I take it from you? Or can you borrow it to me so I can, that makes sense. I agree. I mean, you know, hair and makeup, it's fun and all, but it takes time. I'd rather just speak my piece.
Hey, I'm sitting here in a bit. Well, you don't want to know that. But listen, everybody would know you're lying. So let's not even go down that road. Listen, Danica, I appreciate you coming on for a couple minutes. One more time before we let you go out, where can we find the information on the Delta Project?
HealthyMouthMovement.com to find out more information about taking care of your oral health.
Well, no matter how it goes playing out from here, look, best of luck to you. You've always been one of my favorite sport figures, and hopefully we'll cross paths down the line.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Danica Patrick here in the attack. And, you know, she's going to be without a ride. And, you know, at least on a NASCAR level, at least it looks at it like that right now. But, you know, for anybody that thinks the door is going to get closed on her, you got another thing coming. You know, there's F1 racing. She can go back to Indy. There's all kinds of stuff that can go forward for her. But as she said, you know, you realize how long she's been on the scene. The end that it is to the beginning. So we'll see what new turn it takes for her. Fox would be smart to put her in the booth. That would be a good thing if she decides to retire from racing. But I don't think she's quite done yet. Anyway, that's it. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Danica for coming on board, even though we had her for a brief period of time. And thanks to you for listening. For Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.